Yoyim Mavato, Talmud Torah, sometimes for a Levaya. Yoyim Mavato, Talmud Torah, sometimes for a Chasana. Yoyim Mavato, Talmud Torah, sometimes, when it's a mitzvah that's impossible to be done by others. A mitzvah sheyesh l'atzos adei acher. You never vato Talmud Torah for a vart. But, so it has a full-time learning. You know, what does it mean, full-time? If it's something full-time, you're not mevatel. I'm not sure I hear the question. It's vague. But he's really asking, what's the getter of somebody who's full-time, all the time? What's the concept of 24/7? Somebody asked the question as follows. And some of you might appreciate it. If a person is learning three star. He's learning full time. If a person is learning, let's say, two star and go to school once a year, he's learning part time. If a person is learning two star and maybe working a little bit, he's learning part time. If a person is learning two star and going out in order to get married, he's learning full time. How does that go? How do you understand that? If a person is learning and he's in yeshiva and it's 7 days a week and he goes home for Shabbos, he's not really part of it, part time. But if a person is learning 7 days in a yeshiva during the week, and he had to go home, let's say, every week because of a chayla, because somebody, lo aleinu, was ill in the family, we consider that full time. Well, is it full time? Is it part time? Count the hours. What is it? I think as follows, and I think everyone has to hear it and hear it well. The Gemara in Shabbos says that we know that you need malachas machshavas, also Torah, and it has to be also a tikkun. The kaltel, if I do malacha, which is destructive, that's not considered a malacha for Shabbos. Call him the kalkal and pturim and psuvis. The kalkal and chabura, potter. So the Gemara asks a question. We know binyan, building, is considered tikkun and it's a malacha. It's one of the longest malacha. We know stira, taking down a building, taking apart a building, is also one of the Lamentes Malacha. Is it taking down a building, destroying a building, a kilko, destruction? There's no greater destruction than taking down a building. So the Gemara says that stira is only chayev, destroying a building is only, you're liable for that, only when it's al-menas livdus. Only when it's on the condition to build. Because there it's part of the tikkun process. I'm taking down this building in order to build a building. And the Gemara then limits that. It needs al-menas livdus b'mekayim ma'ayim. And that's the major word you need here. In its place. In the same place. If I take down building A, to build building B over here. I'm taking down the bricks and the east to build the building in the west. Yid Potter Hilchos Shabbos. Because even though I'm taking down the building for the purpose of building another building, it's not Bina Kaima. It has to be rebuilt, that building, not another building. So if I'm taking down the building in the east, it has to be in order to rebuild that building at the same place, Bina Kaima. And the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Where do we learn out all the melachas of the Lamed Tes melachas from Shabbos? From Mishkan. And what happened by Mishkan? They took down the Mishkan over here, and they rebuilt it over there. So the stira, the taking apart the Mishkan, was for the purpose of building the Mishkan in another place. There's no condition of the Mekaimite. There's no limitation of the Mekaimite. How do you understand it? So the verse is an unbelievable thing. Since it says in Pasuk, Al Pi Hashem Yachino, Al Pi Hashem Yisol, since it says they encamped because of the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mr. Rusty, and they traveled because of the word of the Rebbeinu Shalom, that's considered Bina Kaima. That's considered in the same place. It could be 100 miles away. When Hashem said, take it apart over here, and Hashem said, rebuild it over here, that's the same place. What's the same place? The Pi Hashem. What does that mean? The Pi Hashem is the same place? So many, many of our G'dayim learned it as follows. When a mother carries a child, and the mother, start this way. When a mother's holding the child, where's the child? In the mother's hands. If the mother's in store A, and then the mother goes to store C, where is the child? In the mother's hands. The child never really moved. The mother moved. The child didn't move. The child was in the same secure place. It makes no difference where the mother is. It's, you know, on a lower level, if you have a quarter in your pocket and you're in Avenue J, and then you walk to Avenue K, the quarter didn't move. The quarter didn't change any place. If the quarter's not on Avenue J, and then the quarter went to Avenue K, the quarter is in your pocket, in its place. You moved from Avenue J to Avenue K. But the quarter stayed in the same place, in its place. In the pocket. Olam de Shavar. Everything has its place. A child's place is in the mother's hands. The mother moves. The child's still in the security of the mother. And the same is true in the Midbar. Al Pi Hashem Yachido, Val Pi Hashem Yisol. Klal Yisrael's security, Klal Yisrael's position is under the Anonei HaKovet, Al Pi Hashem. His protection is Hashem, where he says they should be, that's where they are. Where are they? They're Al Pi Hashem. The Al Pi Hashem moved. Klal Yisrael never moved positions. Yeah, Al Pi Hashem at one point is like the mother. Might have been more west, and now it should be miles to the east. The Al Pi Hashem moved, but the security, the position, of Klal Yisrael, and everything about them never moved. That's considered Bibakaima. Our Mokim is Al Pi Hashem. And so too, in that concept, is what a Mishkan in our generation, or Beis HaMedrash in our generation is. A person, David HaMelech said, Shifti Beis Hashem, Kol Yimei Chayei. He means every minute of the day. Every day of his life. It's not going to happen. It's physically impossible to be in a Beis HaMedrash all day, every day. But you know what? The difference is that David HaMelech says here, that's my place. And when I'm out of it, it's because it's an Al Pi Hashem. The Al Pi Hashem necessitates that my position is someplace else. But I'm really in the same place, the longest of it. My place is always Al Pi Hashem. Al Pi Hashem. And if the Al Pi Hashem says, be in Beis HaMedrash, in Beis HaMedrash. If the Al Pi Hashem says, be out someplace else, I'm someplace else at that point. But I never really moved. I'm still Kavua. And I'm still 24/7. Beveis Hashem. Shifty Beveis Hashem. The Beis Hashem moved. Because the Pi Hashem said, go do this, go do that. But I never moved position. That's how David HaMelech conceptually can be 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, his entire life, Beveis Hashem. And the same is true for all of us. Full time means if the halacha says that right now you have to revatel Talmud Torah to do a mitzvah that other people can't do. So that's called Yisrael Beveis Hashem. That's part of the Al Pi Hashem. The same Al Pi Hashem that says Vishinata Levanecha. The same Pi Hashem that says V'dibar Kabam. The same Pi Hashem that says V'shiftecho V'isecho Lechcho V'derech V'shachmecho V'kamecha says Bito. In such a case, because it's a Mr. Chiyev Shalas Sadeh Acherem. So he didn't change places. That's not Pi Hashem Yachta, not Pi Hashem Yisrael. That's called the Mukaymai. And it says Mivaklin the word shuvas. So again, you didn't change your makom. It's Api Hashem moved. The Beis Hashem moved for you over there. But that's your makom. And if Allah necessitates and demands a person to eat or to sleep, no. That's Al Pi Hashem. That's back to David HaMelech. To shift the Beis Hashem, call you Mechayai. Lachzas B'nai Hashem, Levakim Echolam. That's called Bin Mechayma. It's almost like a say so in Nas Livnas. That's called Bin Mechayma. That's a Tikkun Gadol. But wherever, this is the part you have to think about. But whenever the Al Pi Hashem says not to, or doesn't say to, for whatever reason, it doesn't say you must, you should, you're supposed to. And kosher came where it doesn't say you can. So that's considered that you went chutz l'mekomo. You went outside. You're outside the Pi Hashem at that point. At that point, you're out of the Beis Hashem. At that point, it's a defining factor that it's part-time, not full-time. One certain mashkiach of liquid, Zatzal, once used to tell the bachur that if you're going away for a Shabbos, for whatever reason it is, or if you're going to a chasana, or to a bris, or you're even going out on a date, or whatever it is, you must ask, a designated person, be it him or somebody else, you have to ask rishus, or you have to at least notify. And he says, I don't care if the bach is 25, 26, I don't care if it's in my married at 37. Why? He says, because when you get rishus to do something, a rishus in a yeshiva to go someplace, so that means you're still in yeshiva. Al pi Hashem Yisro, al pi Hashem Yachta. Then it's a shared responsibility. Wherever you go, whenever you go, with rishus. So rishus means your permission. It's an extension. It's a yad yoda arichta. It's a mokum orach. It's a longer place. And that's not considered your left. And for a person to be considered kavua, of a shift to veis Hashem, kol yimei chayai, that's 24/7. You can't miss a minute. You can't miss a second. So it's all with rishus. It's an amazing thought. But it's similar to the rishus of Ibn Shalom. If a person does something, again, leaves the Beis Medrash Shalom Kalacha, or that rishus, part-time. That's not called the Shakua, the Beis Hashem. That's why even with the secular studies, college, if a person does it with the cheshbon and with the rishus, so that's full-time learning. The minute somebody does something without rishus, or without asking etzah, that's called part-time. It's something you have to think about constantly. They said from the, I believe, it was the Alto from Slobodka, used to say, a little different, that whenever you have to go out for Klal Yisrael, so when he had to make decisions, so when he first did, first thing in the morning, he would come to Beis Medrash and learn. Once he's sitting and learning, give it a half an hour, now he has a certain appointments or certain things he had to do to avatal his learning to go to. His question at that point was, do I pick myself up and leave Beis HaMedrash to do it? Or should I just stay Sheval Tais Adav, stay and continue learning? If he didn't go into Beis HaMedrash first, the question would be the other way around. Should I go do this, or should I go to Beis HaMedrash? And he said, it's very interesting, many times you'll have two different answers. For instance, I think, I'll leave it to the Olam to agree or disagree. And I'll leave you with this thought. If you're in the middle of a Taisus, and you're learning a Taisus, and you're learning it well, and somebody comes to you and says, you know what? I know you're learning. I know you're holding that Taisus. But why don't you just pick yourself up right now and waste 5 hours? Obviously you'll say no. He's going to say a little differently. Why don't you get up right now, travel 2 hours to Brooklyn, to say Mazel Tov at a Vart, to the person you saw earlier this morning, and you'll see tomorrow, and then come back, travel another 2 hours back. You'll look at him and say, what? I'd rather continue learning, or maybe even rather read a book. If you were at a base of measures at that point, and a person says, what are you doing right now? I'm relaxing. Oh, at that point, maybe you want to travel 2 hours with me, go to Brooklyn, say Mazel Tov, you know, and then come back. You might be silly enough to say yes, because of where your status quo is. That's why David HaMelech always said, Chishavti Drachai. I always thought every morning, Chazal said, going like this, my ways. I prepared my appointments for the morning. Vashiva Raglai Eladosecha. But first thing is, I returned my feet to the base of Medrash, to the learning. Vashiva Raglai Eladosecha. And from there, he went and made his decisions. And I think that's incumbent upon everybody in Yeshiva. It's full time. Decisions have to be in the middle of the Taisus. Not before the Seder, not after the Seder. Make your decisions of what you're doing during the day in the middle of the Taisus. And you'll see how strong the learning gets and how weak the other parts get. And make sure everything we do is with Rishus and Al Pi Hashem Yisu and Al Pi Hashem Yachmir.